ever clicked through a website and thought, man, there's got to be like a better way to do this?
Yeah.
Well, you're not alone.
Nope.
Today, we're diving into AI Guidebot, an AI tool that says it can revolutionize how websites engage with visitors and turn those clicks into, you guessed it, customers.
Sounds like a tall order.
It really does.
Yeah.
And we're going to find out if it can really live up to the hype. But first, I got to say, this whole thing got me thinking when I saw this one pretty bold statement they made. They claim that AI Guidebot can outperform any other website element when it comes to converting visitors into customers.
Okay, so how do they back that up?
Right, that's a pretty big claim. Makes you wonder, what's the secret sauce?
Well, before we even get there, we kind of have to address the elephant in the room here. Websites, at least how most businesses use them, aren't exactly engagement powerhouses.
Yeah, no kidding.
Seriously, 97%. That's how many visitors leave websites without contacting the business.
Ouch. That's got to hurt.
That's a huge missed opportunity. You put all this effort into building your online presence, but the vast majority of people just disappear.
So for those of us who aren't exactly tech wizards, how does AI Guidebot plan to solve this whole engagement problem?
What's the solution?
Because it seems like they're really pushing this idea of being always on, like a 24/7 digital concierge. You know, ready to answer any visitor's question, no matter what time zone they're in.
Yeah, I see what you mean. It's interesting, right? Because it's a different approach. Most websites are basically like digital brochures. You present the information, and hopefully the visitor finds what they're looking for. But with this, it's more about a conversation.
Okay, so instead of making visitors hunt down what they need, it's more about guiding them directly to it.
Exactly. And it's about doing it in a way that feels natural, like you're actually talking to someone who understands your needs.
So it's like having a virtual salesperson available 24/7, but without all the, you know, awkward small talk.
Exactly. And the thing is, people online these days, we're all about instant gratification. If we don't find what we need right away, we're gone. On to the next site.
Makes sense. Nobody wants to spend hours clicking through menus, right?
Exactly. And that's where this could really be a game changer if it works the way they say.
So how does AI Guidebot actually measure the impact of all this? They're not just like throwing darts in the dark and hoping something sticks, are they?
Well, they talk about these three main benefits: engage, inform, and direct.
Right, but that sounds like, you know, marketing jargon. What's the actual meaning behind those words?
Yeah, it's more than just buzzwords, though. Those three things actually represent a pretty strategic way of thinking about websites in the age of AI.
Okay, so let's break it down then. Engage, that's all about keeping visitors on the hook, right? Instead of them just leaving after a few seconds.
Exactly. It's about grabbing their attention right away, engaging with them, figuring out what they need, and giving them that information. Make them actually want to stick around and listen to what you have to say.
It's about making a connection, even if it's through a screen. Okay, then there's inform. So that's where the whole personalized part comes in, right? You give people information tailored to them.
Exactly. AI Guidebot uses its AI to figure out which information to show to each visitor. Instead of bombarding everyone with the same generic stuff, it's about showing the right message at the right time to the right person.
So, like, if I'm looking at hiking boots online, I don't want to see a bunch of ads for stilettos.
Precisely. It analyzes what users are doing, what they seem to like, and then shows them content based on that. The goal is to kind of anticipate what the visitor needs before they even know it themselves.
Okay, that's pretty cool if they can actually pull it off. But then how does it all come together? I mean, we've covered engaging visitors, feeding them information. What about that last part, the direct part? I mean, we've talked about engaging visitors and giving them the right information, but how do you actually get them to take action?
Yeah, that's the whole point, right? Having people on your website is great, but you want them to do something. Sign up for your newsletter, download something, schedule a call, whatever your goals are. Direct is about making sure that happens.
So instead of just hoping that they happen to find that contact us button, AI Guidebot is more like guiding them there.
Right. It's about figuring out what people need and then kind of nudging them in the right direction at the right time.
Okay. So it's almost like AI Guidebot is trying to, I don't know, hack persuasion or something. It makes you wonder, though, are we about to make websites too automated? Like, will we lose that human touch?
I get it. It's a valid concern. As AI gets more and more sophisticated, finding that right balance between automation and human connection is going to be super important.
It's true. Technology is amazing. But there's just something about talking to a real person that you can't really replace.
Totally agree. So I think the best way to think about tools like AI Guidebot is as enhancements, not replacements. It can be easy to get caught up in all the exciting possibilities, but we can't forget about the human element.
So it's all about finding that sweet spot, you know,
right,
where technology and human connection meet. All right. So as we wrap up our deep dive into AI GuideBot, what's the main thing you want our listeners to take away from all of this? What should they be thinking about as they start exploring AI and websites?
Well, online engagement is definitely changing fast. Tools like this have the potential to change how we connect with people online. But like with any new technology, it's important to think about how we can use it responsibly and ethically.
Really good point. Thanks for breaking it all down for us today. And for our listeners, keep those questions coming. The world of online engagement is only getting more interesting, so stay curious. Until next time.